Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. This hour, Harmonia offers a gift of flowers to celebrate Mother's Day as we explore flower themes in music with a special focus on the rose, a symbol of love and beauty. Plus, later we'll hear a featured release of Christopher Simpson's The Months. Let's take a quick look back in time in the Harmonia time capsule. The birth of the quintessential stage father and a classic work of English literature. 1719, a year of news and a year to remember. In English news, one of the classic pieces of 18th century fictional literature came out during the year. Daniel Defoe's Robinson Crusoe was first published in April. Although the book is known simply by the name of the title character, the complete original title is not only a mouthful, but a terrific summation of what goes on in Defoe's tale. Here goes. The life and strange, surprising adventures of Robinson Crusoe of York, mariner, who lived 28 years, all alone, in an uninhabited island on the coast of America near the mouth of the great river of Orinoco, having been cast on the shore by shipwreck wherein all the men perished but himself, with an account of how he was at last as strangely delivered by pirates. In other news, the father of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, Leopold Mozart, was born November 14, 1719, in Augsburg. Leopold is remembered primarily for two things. One, as the 18th century's most energetic stage father, who went to great lengths in order to promote and protect his son, and two, as the author of a highly influential instruction book for the violin, known as the Violinschule, or Violin School. Leopold Mozart is also recognized as the composer of the Toy Symphony in G major for toys, two oboes, two horns, strings, and basso continuo, a work long thought to be by Joseph Haydn. Ironically, scholars aren't 100% sure that it was by Mozart either. This has been a glimpse back in time to the year 1719. I'm Angela Mariani. More about Leopold Mozart and other people, events, and music mentioned in this time capsule can be found online, along with early music t-shirts, totes, and books, in our gift store, harmoniaearlymusic.org/shop.
Thank you.
Mother's Day is a special day set aside to honor our mothers. In the United States, the second Sunday of May is traditionally when it's celebrated. Around the world, it can be observed at varying times of the year. On such an occasion, one popular way to show Mom how much we appreciate her is with a gift of flowers. So in honor of Mother's Day, we're exploring flowers in music, starting with songs about flowers and Flora, goddess of flowers, and the season of spring.
With fragrant flowers we strew the way, and make such a sweet morning day. For those flowers are blessings of God, yet was it never before. Oh, gracious King, oh, gracious King, oh, gracious King, oh, gracious King, oh, gracious King.
Music to celebrate Mother's Day. We heard Emma Kirkby singing Thomas Campion's Now Hath Flora Robbed Her Bowers. Before that, Ensemble Rebel played Jean-Ferry Rebel's trio sonata La Flora and Francis Pilkington's consort song With Fragrant Flowers. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook or follow our updates all week long on Twitter. Just search for Harmonia. Welcome back. We're exploring the theme of flowers in celebration of Mother's Day. If there's one kind of flower found in early music more than any other, it's the rose, an ancient symbol of love and beauty. The rose is also a flower used as a representation of the feminine in the Song of Songs. In one famous setting, composer Clemens Nonpapa took four lines and wrote a lavish seven-part Latin motet, Ego Flos Campi. It translates, I am the rose of the field and the lily of the valleys. As the lily among thorns, so is my love among the daughters. The fountain of gardens, a well of living waters, which run with a strong stream from Lebanon. Music of the Renaissance, British vocal ensemble Stile Antico perform Clemens non Papa's Ego Flos Campi, or I Am the Rose of the Field. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, celebrating 25 years of service to the field of early music, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're exploring flowers in celebration of Mother's Day. Earlier, we began to look at roses and their symbolism. Let's continue with three perspectives, one Italian and two Spanish. They all use the rose as a symbol of love, fidelity, and feminine beauty.
Yeah.
three songs about the rose. La Trulla de Voces performed En tanto que de rosa y azucena, So Long as of Rose and Lily by Francisco Guerrero. Before that, we heard Andrea Gabrielli's Due Rose Fresche, Two Fresh Roses, and De Esta Rosa Tan Bella, Of This So Beautiful Rose by Tomás de Torrejón y Velasco, performed by Le Voix Baroque and Musica Temprana, respectively. Hundreds of archived episodes, playlists, and podcasts can be found online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. There are 3 months out of the year in which Mother's Day is most commonly celebrated around the world. They are March, April, and May. With that in mind, let's turn to the music of 17th century English composer Christopher Simpson, who wrote a collection of 12 fantasias entitled The Months. He scored it for treble instrument, often played by a violin, two bass viola da gambas, and basso continuo. The viols were a prominent feature of the collection, since Simpson himself was a prominent player of the instrument and one of the most important writers on music of the time. Simpson's friend John Jenkins even wrote brief verses in reaction to The Months. Quote, "And those thy well-composed months of the year, which months thy pregnant muse hath richly dressed, and to each month hath made a music feast." We'll hear Christopher Simpson's Months of March, April, and May, performed by Sophie Watillon, Friedrich Heumann, Brian Franklin, Matthias Später, and Luca Guglielmi. excerpts from Christopher Simpson's The Months. The movements March, April, and May are part of a featured alpha release of music for Viola da Gamba by Christopher Simpson. Interested in expanding your own early music collection? Each week, we review recordings new and old on the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. You can purchase Beautiful Baroque, a collection of timeless music performed on period instruments. The CD and MP3 are available, along with early music books and gifts, and much of the music you hear on this program, at harmoniaearlymusic.org/shop. Your purchase through our site supports the production of Harmonia. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Anna Pranger, and Luann Johnson. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy WFIU's Ether Game Musical Mini Quiz Podcast, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.